A decision by the Ministry of Environmental Protection last March to allow local governments more power in approving new power plant proposals appears to be all but backfiring. Originally intended to enhance administrative efficiency, the decision has led to the approval of a slew of new power projects in direct contradiction of the government's environmental agenda. The northern province of Shanxi alone, 23 coal-fired power plants won approval from March to October last year. Two of them, proposed by China Coal Pingshuo Group and China Resources Power Holdings, were previously shot down by the ministry due to concerns about air pollution. Three other such projects were also approved in Inner Mongolia. Coal-rich provinces like Shanxi have actively promoted plants that use waste materials from coal mining to generate electricity in order to boost economic growth in the past. And given that these regions have been on the blunt end of the national economic slowdown, temptations to allow such operations would have been irresistible. Indeed, it is worth noting that economic growth has been a major determinant of provincial officials' prospect for promotion. But the key problem here is the usage of waste materials from coal mines, which include gangue, slime, and middling. China produces some 300 million tons of them, but only a third of it goes to power facilities. The rest are left unused, sprawling over some 13,000 hectares of land, and in their idle state, they not only create harmful gases, but also pollute nearby soil and water. However, using them to produce power generates greater amounts of dust and sulfur dioxide emissions than using materials with higher quality. And central authorities say this is something that the smog-choked skies of northern China cannot afford to take on. Such dilemma has been at the bottom of a vacillation in policy. For instance, in 2011, the National Energy Bureau issued a notice saying the country should stop developing the sector that uses coal mining waste. But in 2013, the Bureau had allowed the Shanxi government to draft plans for the very activity it discouraged. 2 years later, by March 2015, the Ministry of Environmental Protection had rejected many of those proposals just before passing down authority to provincial governments to decide whether to approve such projects.